A word for you from Luke 2, verses 1 to 3. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. Now, why are these details here? Why should it be that these historical details should be mentioned? It's mentioned on purpose. Luke is led by the Holy Spirit to record that Jesus was born in a very real historical situation, a very real unjust, unfair situation, because the Jews had been under the Roman heel of oppression for many, many years. And yet, the Lord was not going to do as his people thought, to relieve them of Roman oppression. The Lord was aiming at their hearts, at their salvation, far more important than unjust laws in this world. But the reason that this was to be recorded just like this, with the historical setting of Caesar Augustus, Quirinius, Syria, etc., is that there would never be any doubt about the Lord Jesus being born in a very real situation. It was an unjust, unfair situation. Quirinius was there. Caesar Augustus had made this law which he hadn't done before. Suddenly he got this bee in his bonnet. All the world should be registered. Well, for him it was all the empire, and the Roman Empire was huge. It was the known civilized world at the time. But here was a very uncivilized law, in a sense. He decided on this poll, this count of people, and so it affected Joseph and Mary directly. But God was using Caesar Augustus, even though Joseph and Mary were unaware of it. God had put this inspiration into this ungodly pagan Caesar Augustus. Now make this law. Because without it, Joseph and Mary would not have gone up to Bethlehem, because they were in the town of Nazareth. You see, God can use the whole world and all its laws in order to engineer his circumstance, his history. God is in control, fully in control of the smallest details. Never be unsure about that.